The new Coast Guard rules require fishing guides to get 90 days of sea time per waterway to get a restricted license to guide on that particular waterway. Lodge owners argue that requiring that much time per waterway is unreasonable given the nature of sport fishing in Western Alaska. So last month, Alaska's congressional delegation signed a letter asking the Coast Guard to change those rules. In a subcommittee hearing June 15th, Senator Dan Sullivan brought up the issue with the commandant of the Coast Guard. Admiral Paul Zukunft said, basically, he's working on it.
On the record, I am revisiting that very same regulatory process. I have fished with those guides up there.
Yeah.
The provision that concerns me the most is the 360 days for a new entrant to be able to enter into this world of work. I recognize the seasonality that goes with that as well. So I will take it upon myself and with my staff to work with yours to come with a common sense solution to this problem set.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we were surprised with that, but it was certainly welcome.
That's Bud Hodson. He owns Tick Chick Narrows Lodge, one of nine lodges petitioning the Coast Guard to change the rules. He says the admiral's response sounded promising.
The admiral also made a comment that he was familiar with the guiding up here. It sounds like he's been up here as a client fishing. So, yeah, we're just waiting to hear back and how they treat our petition, and hopefully they accept it and take the rules back to the way they were.
What Hodson and his coalition want is for Western Alaska to go back to the previous regs that required 120 days of sea time on any inland freshwater to be able to guide on any inland waters in Western Alaska. Hodson is pretty confident the Coast Guard will see reason to give Western Alaska that exemption. If that doesn't happen, he says it's only a matter of time before some lodges will have to go out of business.
You know, they gave us a time period, like a phase-in time period. When that's gone, if they don't fix this, then, you know, the guides that will get a restricted license would be limited to one watershed. And that's going to be, you know, impossible for people to go from different jobs, different lodges, different regions. And I don't think we'll be able to find enough guides to fill our guiding rosters.
Hodson hopes the Coast Guard could change the rule back by this winter, so that guides who qualify under the old set of rules could get their licenses by next summer. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.